Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, back on his side of the table. Hey, Mike.
Hello, how are you? I like this dugout a lot better.
Well, Mike, last week I left everyone with a challenge. Start with the term trade deadline. Rearrange these letters into three words to name a phrase that can describe broken down trade talks. And you got this one in a hurry.
I did. The phrase you were looking for was derailed at end.
Like so many of my childhood dreams of the Yankees making a late season trade to save the day.
Yes, and many episodes of this show. All right, Ian, speaking of sports, on August 16th, 1954, the first issue of Sports Illustrated was published. Featured on the cover was a photo of Milwaukee Braves third baseman Eddie Matthews and New York Giants catcher Wes Westrum during a game in Milwaukee. In honor of that first issue, I've brought questions about an annual Sports Illustrated tradition, the Sportsman of the Year Award.
I was hoping for another tradition, but that's okay.
That's all right. This is the one we got, so... First up, the first Sportsman of the Year award was given out in 1954 to British track and field star Roger Bannister. For what record-breaking feat was Bannister bestowed the honor?
That is the four-minute mile.
That's right. He ran a mile in less than 4 minutes. And the watch that was used to time that event recently sold at auction for about £97,000, which is about $150,000.
Wow.
The first two women to receive the award, appropriately renamed Sportswoman of the Year, were both tennis players. One was honored in 1972, the other in 1976. Name either woman.
I'll guess Billie Jean King for one of them.
That's right. She was 1972. Can you figure out 1976?
Navratilova?
Nope.
Chris Everett?
Chris Everett is right. Yep. Since the award's inception in 1954, only 9 individuals who were not American have received the honor. Who was the most recent such individual to win, sharing his 1998 award with Mark McGwire?
That was Slammin' Sammy Sosa, although he did not win the home run chase.
The award has 3 times been given to a team. In 2004 to the Boston Red Sox for winning the World Series.
I don't remember that.
In 1999 to the U.S. women's soccer team for winning the World Cup. And in 1980 to what team?
The U.S. men's hockey Olympic team.
Yes, they defeated the Soviet team in Lake Placid, the famous Miracle on Ice. And finally, speaking of the Olympics, the only swimmer to receive the Sportsman of the Year award was what athlete, who was honored for winning a record 8 gold medals at the 2008 Summer Olympics?
That was Phelps.
Michael Phelps is correct. Well, it looks like Ian is in line for the Trivia Sportsman of the Year award. He went 5 for 5 this week. Have you ever been on the cover of Sports Illustrated? Maybe a box of Wheaties? Let us know, quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can swim on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge.
Start with the name Bannister, as in Roger Bannister, the 4 minute mile person. That's Bannister. Change one letter to a W, then rearrange the result to spell an adjective starting with B that might describe the Sportsman of the Year award winner. What word is it?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge and I'll race toward next week's show.
We'll see you in approximately 4 minutes.